Beamer, Benz, or Bentley. That's number four today on the countdown. It's Hot 97. Lloyd Banks, Jewel. Shout out to Jewel. So he had a big party last night.
Yeah. Zoo.
You were in the building. Fab is here, by the way, if you just tuned in. Camera on my face.
They don't know the voice. Slow So, in case you ain't know so.
Yes. A.K.A. Beamer, what's Benz. The new
I
A.K.A.?
I never had a Beamer. I had a Benz and a Bentley, but I never had a
You've
Beamer.
You've never driven a BMW?
I've never had a...
Well, you never, never owned one.
I've driven one before, but I never owned a Beamer.
The 6 was good. I had a 6. I liked it.
You had a 6?
Yeah. I could see you at that point when they first came out. Driving. You just don't like
it. Was hot. They was Those 6s were hot. When they first dropped, it was hot.
I enjoyed it.
It kind of cooled off a little bit after.
Are you trying to disrespect the car that I had?
You don't have it anymore, do you?
No.
See? It cools
just
off.
Just want to make sure he's not acting funny or crazy in any way.
No disrespect to anybody who has a Beamer or a 6 right now, but
our good friend DJ Enough over there.
I got 7.
7s are hot. I like 7. The 745. 7 is like an all around
750.
It's all that's an all around all.
Fab, what are you car. What are you driving these days?
I drive a couple of different things. My mood, like, I got a Jeep.
Oh, really? You have
a Challenger.
Old school Jeep, right? Like, yeah,
those
Wrangler.
Those Wrangler joints. But it's not old 10, but it's not.
You
the
have
style of it is old school, but it's like.
It's okay. It's an 86 Wrangler, and you redid the engine and.
Never an 86.
Okay, you have a. I'm just kidding. You have a Wrangler, and what else? What else do you. What's your most extravagant car?
Probably the Bentley. Mm-hmm. Bentley GT. I got a Challenger, got Escalade.
They're all black, right?
Yep.
Every
all
car.
Black. Everything.
Funeral.
I always like black cars.
AKA though. Funeral Fab.
Funeral. Yeah. That's what all my cars are called. That's the funeral fleet. You know, when all the black cars go to the funeral.
Even though I know you, Fab, for a while, I feel following you on Twitter, our relationship is, I've become closer to you.
Yeah, a lot of people say that, man.
I feel closer to you now.
I get embarrassed by Twitter now, man. It's like my the drunk uncle of
you are
of my personality.
Yes, 100%. People catch it. Do you ever erase a tweet? Do you ever write it and then think?
I never. I've only apologized for maybe one or two tweets. That I apologize. I said it's going down like something, and I really shouldn't have said that. I didn't think people took it out of context. I was saying it jokingly, and people kind of took it out of context. But I see where it could be taken out of context, so I apologize for that. But most of the things I say is my random thoughts and my opinions, so I don't really apologize.
Sorry. So sorry if you've caught feelings.
Yeah, I'm sorry if you feel if you don't. Take it the right way.
You've been cooling off a little. I know from
I had to cool off.
I know from following you on Twitter that your son just had a birthday party. Well, I also know that, but
yeah.
And that you dressed up as DJ Lance Rock from Yo Gabba Gabba.
Oh, that was something you do for your only your kids can pull that kind of.
Yo, I would
there's
pay
no amount of money that could pay me to be. People was like, "Yo, can you do it at my party?" I was like, "That'll be the most expensive." appearance you've ever paid for in your life, like this, that. But for your son, like you do things. I'm sure you've done things, and you know.
I do
mean?
Things every day that I would only do
right.
for my child.
Right, you know what I mean. You ever tripped over like one of his toys or something, and you'd be like so mad or like you know. But it's like your son's toy, so you kind of look down at him, and it's like okay, it's all right. But it's I almost just broke my neck over like a little Avatar man. You know what I mean, well, it's like kids.
It's your first kid, right? You only have one son.
My first son, so.
Changed you a little bit, right?
Yeah. The experience of it alone is different from. I never looked at things the way I look at them now, having a kid, so I guess it changed my perspective.
It didn't change you from talking crazy on records and Twitter.
Nah, he's too young to understand that, so I don't gotta really worry about it. Somebody else's kid is listening to it going wow, but he's not yet.
He
knows
yet.
Songs though. He knows music. I see him. The music is on. He dances. He knows throw it in a bag.
Nice.
Hot 97. Y'all play a lot of the songs, so he knows. And he even knows my voice. I've recognized that he knows which song is me.
Daddy
and stuff.
Song.
Even like say ah, and he when I come on and that he knows it's me.
That's mad cute.
And that's
speaking of
crazy.
Say ah, I want to talk to you about something about that song in a few minutes.
Okay. Oh man. What did I say?
There's something about that song I would like to discuss with you in a moment. I have to get to the number three song first. And also, there's a mixtape, right? You putting a mixtape out?
Yeah, the mixtape is coming. People are killing me about this tape, but it's coming.
All right, let me get to the number three song first. Fab is here. I have tickets for you to see, actually, Trey Songz after number one today on the countdown. So keep it less. It's Hot 97. This is Egyptian. Hold ya.